$1 million for defense. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, appeared before a House panel to discuss the proposed budget for the next fiscal year.
The $842 billion budget is the largest in Pentagon history and includes the biggest request ever for Pacific deterrence, weapons procurement, research and development, and the largest space budget ever. It's a 3.2% increase over last year, which critics say does not account for inflation. General Milley warned China is moving down the path toward confrontation and potential conflict with its neighbors in the U.S. He said that deterring and preparing for war, quote, is extraordinarily expensive, but it's not as expensive as fighting a war.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. General Milley noted China remains America's biggest security challenge and that China intends to exceed the United States' overall military capability by 2049. Secretary of State Antony Blinken before a different House panel discussing his proposed budget.
The budget will help us push back on advancing authoritarianism and democratic backsliding by strengthening democracies around the world, including through supporting independent media, countering corruption, defending free and fair elections.
House Republicans argue the budget contains too much spending for so-called woke policies. TikTok CEO Shou Chu facing a grilling by lawmakers over security concerns about the China-owned app.
We have legacy U.S. data sitting in our servers in Virginia and in Singapore. We're deleting those, and we expect that to be complete this year. When that is done, all protected U.S. data will be under the protection of U.S. law.
Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle have expressed concerns TikTok is gathering information about children and teens. North Korea's state news agency says it's tested a new nuclear underwater attack system as confirmed it fired cruise missiles during the weapons test and firing drill. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A vote in North Dakota to make pronouns optional.
As the battle over gender plays out across the country, the North Dakota House of Representatives has passed a bill that would make it optional to refer to students and employees by any pronouns that don't reflect biological sex at public schools and state agencies. State Democrats say the bill is harmful and would tell some people that they have value and others that they don't. Some Republicans call it a common sense bill that would instill confidence in parents that their kids are safe at school without social distractions. The North Dakota Senate approved the bill last month. It now goes to Republican Governor Doug Burgum for his consideration. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The World Athletics Council, which governs track and field, has banned transgender athletes from international competition, adopting the same rules as swimming did last year in deciding to bar athletes who have transitioned from male to female and have gone through male puberty. World Athletics President Sebastian Coe says the updates for athletes with differences in sex development, such as Caster Semenya of South Africa, will now have to undergo hormone-suppressing treatment for 6 months before competing. A new report suggests Easter candy preferences vary by region.
Two out of three adults typically do celebrate Easter, according to an Instacart survey by the Harris Poll, which found of the more than 2,000 Americans questioned, 92% are planning on buying Easter candy. The favorite in 29 states, including the entire West Coast, Reese's peanut butter eggs. According to the e-grocer, however, a clustered majority of the Midwest and South have other preferences for Easter candies and flavors, suggesting where people live could have an effect on what they like. Other top favorites among seasonal candies sold by Instacart, Kinder chocolate candy eggs with a surprise toy inside, and Starburst Easter jelly beans.
Fox's Lillian Wu. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.